Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was a feisty affair as the U.S. Senate candidates, Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren, faced each other last night live on Channel 4 in the first of four broadcast debates. They clashed over many issues: jobs, taxes, abortion, equal pay for women, energy and environmental policy, a nuclear Iran, and more. Joining us in the studio this morning to talk about how the candidates did is our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, before I ask the who won question, let's dive into some of the issues at issue last night. The first full 7 minutes of the debate last night was kind of a stunner as Brown went right out on the attack over the Native American heritage controversy that embroiled the Warren campaign earlier in the race. Last night, Brown re-raised the question.
She checked the box, and she had an opportunity actually to make a decision throughout her career. When she applied to Penn and Harvard, she checked the box claiming she was a Native American. And, you know, clearly she's not.
Brown asked Warren to release her employment records so voters can see if she got a leg up by claiming to be Native American. You know, no question this controversy hurt Elizabeth Warren early on. Did it reopen that wound last night, Dan?
Brown's handlers must have thought by going after her Native American heritage in the first words out of his mouth would knock her off balance. Instead, I think it came across as a cheap shot. Warren's answer was the best that she's got, that this is who she is, that she can't change that, and that the people who hired her did so without knowing about her heritage.
Well, let's keep in mind that the question came up because the moderator, John Keller, posed the question about character. And so Brown pounced. I agree with Dan that the attack by Brown might have backfired because the attack seemed so personal and Brown seemed a little too pleased to be questioning her character. He should have been less offensive in going on the offensive.
Brown kept repeating his mantra during the campaign that Warren wants to raise taxes. Warren kept repeating it's Brown who wants to protect tax breaks for oil companies and the wealthiest 2% of all Americans. Who won the tax and spend question, Todd?
Well, I think Brown appealed to his base by charging that Warren was, in his words, obsessed with raising taxes. And she appealed to her base, going after big oil and tax loopholes for the wealthy. How do undecided voters break? Well, this is Massachusetts, so they tend to favor the notion of raise taxes on people wealthier than me, but not me. So I think it was basically a draw on that question.
If anyone could follow Brown's wild charges about the amount of taxes Warren is for, then maybe he scored. But she said his numbers are made up, that she doesn't want to raise taxes on everyone, just on millionaires. To an extent, Warren has an advantage in that she hasn't cast a single vote. So Brown has to pull figures out of thin air to attack her. His votes are public record, and she said many times it's about your votes, not what you say.
Brown, in citing those numbers, cited the National Federation of Independent Business and the Chamber of Commerce, so he didn't pull numbers out of thin air.
Big clash last night over equal pay for women and over a woman's right to choose. Warren raised doubts over whether Brown can be trusted on this issue. Brown said with two daughters and a wife in his household, he's solidly in that corner, which led to this exchange in the debate, which, as we've said, was moderated by Channel 4's John Keller.
The women in Massachusetts deserve a senator they can count on, not some of the time, but a senator they can count on all of the time.
Response.
Yeah, thank you. You should stop scaring women, Professor, because I've been fighting for women since I was 6 years old.
Polls show Warren ahead of Brown with women. Did Warren score on this, Dan?
Brown defended his votes on the Blunt Amendment that would have prevented women from getting insurance coverage for birth control, and against equal pay for equal work by saying, I live in a house full of women. Is that some kind of a policy statement or a rationale? It's silly and insulting. Women's issues are bad for Republicans, and Brown is no exception.
Well, I think Brown made clear that on the Blunt Amendment, there was a matter of a conscience clause, as he put it, and that he did favor equal pay. I think Warren had more women supporting her before, according to polls, and she reinforced their support. But I think it breaks down by ideology and party. More liberal women support her. Women who lean conservative to moderate would tend to agree with Brown that she is trying to scare women into supporting her. And the idea that all women have a liberal outlook on issues, I think, is just a stereotype.
Beyond what we've discussed, what worked best for Warren and Brown last night, Todd?
Well, Brown Brown sounded more substantive and senatorial than he does in his TV spots, where he's a friendly truck driver. Warren tried to sound more like a non-professor, folksy, populist.
Well, Warren dropped her tendency to be preachy, and she came across as likable, friendly, and to Brown's surprise, she was unshakable. Brown scored as a regular guy, but he had problems with a couple of issues, abortion in the Middle East. He never once said these two words, Mitt Romney.
Did they fail last night or not do as well on any issue or in any way that they should have done better at?
Well, I scored it like a 7-round fight, and I gave 5 rounds to Elizabeth Warren, 1 to Brown, and 1 was a draw.
Well, in terms of failings, I guess Brown stressed that he was bipartisan, but didn't really explain adequately why being independent was a good thing for the state and nation. Warren failed to drive home the rationale for her candidacy, that as a consumer advocate who took on Wall Street, she'd be an effective reformer. Instead, they both sounded very political.
Political wisdom says the first debate is the most important because of voter interest, because it can leave a lasting impression heading into Election Day. If that's the case, who did best, and can either Warren or Brown be called the winner, Dan?
Well, I think Warren won. As I said, she was calm. She was reasonable, understandable. Boston.com did a poll last night. 58% of the respondents said she won. 38% said Scott Brown.
I think it was really a draw. Each satisfied their base of support, which is around 45%. But they didn't say anything new or persuasive to win undecided voters. Maybe the real question is, were many undecided voters watching a political debate at 7 o'clock? You know, did they even know about it? The political wisdom about a first debate being decisive is true of presidential races. It doesn't apply as much to the Senate race, especially because they have so much money for advertising, plenty of time before the election, so other debates could prove to be more decisive than this one.
Republican Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks to you.
Always glad to help.
Read what both Dan and Todd are writing about the race and the debate last night and the entire campaign on our website, and follow all our election coverage at WBUR.org.